This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Most of us are pretty pathetic when it comes to do-it-yourself cooking. We're used to opening a can or digging into a box and then basically heating and serving. Trouble is, what's usually in those cans or boxes contain a whole lot more than food. Chemicals, sugars, salts, and oils have been blended in copious amounts. What happens when we eat that way? Look around at the people you know. That's what happens. My guest is here to save the day. He has created a new cookbook designed for busy people who want healthy and tasty meals. And one look in the pages of this book will convince you that he certainly knows what he's talking about. Chef Del Schroff, welcome to HeartWise.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's begin with you, Del. When did your passion for cooking begin and where did it take you? This is an interesting story, I understand.
Well, I think my passion for cooking went right along with my passion for eating. Basically, I've been cooking since I was 8 years old. When my parents got divorced, my father and I learned how to cook at the same time. So when he was in the kitchen, I was helping him out. And it started off pretty simply with things like hamburger helper and the such. But he became a really good cook. And I think I picked up some of that right along with him. But I didn't start cooking professionally until I went to work. I was in college at Ohio State University and wanted to get some management experience. And a friend offered me a job at a restaurant. And I started helping out in the kitchen and kind of fell in love with it.
Yeah.
8.5 years later, not only was I vegan, but I was opening up my own vegan bakery, and off I went.
Now, the problem with this, and I've heard your story before, I've talked to you about it, as a matter of fact, you went vegan, and what did that do for you?
I gained 200 pounds on a vegan diet, on an unhealthy vegan diet.
There you go, yes.
And it wasn't hard to do, given the foods that were in front of me in my bakery, white flour, and oil and sugar and all those processed foods that added up very quickly, and me working 100 hours a week and not paying attention to what I should be eating and just eating what was there in front of me. It took me 3 years to do it, and sadly, it's harder to coming off than it is going on, but it's happening.
Now, you went on this vegan diet, and you had all these vegan foods. I think that's an important lesson we need to share with our listeners, that the fact that you are vegan is okay, but you're only halfway there. Am I on the right track?
Yeah, it's all about whole foods. You can't just be vegan. And so what happens with a lot of vegans is they adopt this diet, and then they're replacing what they were eating before with the vegan versions of the same unhealthy foods. So vegan sausage and french fries are vegan, and potato chips are vegan, and beer can be vegan, and there's lots of baked goods and brownies and pies and cakes and all of those things. And I think we celebrate that fact because we didn't want to give up those foods. We just wanted them to be vegan. So they can be high in fat and unhealthy ingredients, and they do a bad job for us very quickly and very easily.
All right, very good. And that is why, I think I'm figuring this out now, that is why your new cookbook is called The China Study Quick and Easy Cookbook. Because
yeah.
Why? Why did you go China study on this thing?
The authors of the China Study approached me about it. Well, we have the same publisher, so Better Than Vegan was published by Ben Bella Books, who published the original China Study book.
Uh-huh.
And the original China Study book is the diet that we're all after now. It's the whole foods, low-fat, plant-based diet. This is the foods that the healthiest people on the planet eat.
Uh-huh.
And so they actually approached me about writing their next cookbook, and I, of course, immediately said yes because you know, I love what they've done for helping me to regain my health, and being a part of that team says a lot for me.
When you started working on this, Chef Schroff, you had a goal in mind to make cooking easy for pathetic people like me. For people who you go into the kitchen, you might as well walk into Zimbabwe. We have no idea what's going on. We are not familiar with this. What are our biggest stumbling blocks to people like me? You're talking to me. We're talking to people here that do not know what to do in a kitchen. What are our biggest stumbling blocks, and how are you helping us overcome that?
Well, I think intimidation might be the biggest stumbling block, because what happens for a lot of people is they'll open up a cookbook and they'll try to do the most aggressive recipe they can, and I think that's a no-no. So when you look at a recipe and it has 15 ingredients and 20 steps and takes 2 hours to do, and you're not a cook and you're not used to cooking and you're not used to working with recipes, then you're setting yourself up for failure. So one of the things that I did with this cookbook is one, I kept the time limit down on the recipe. So almost all of these recipes are doable in less than 30 minutes. Some of them are doable in less than 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
That's how easy they can be. Another one is there's just not a lot of ingredients and there's not a lot of steps to them. So they're simple, straightforward. The ingredients are in foods that you can find in your regular grocery store no matter where you live. They come together quickly and easily. So it was a challenge for me because that's just not the way I'm used to cooking. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, since I've worked these recipes, it's the way I'm cooking at home for me.
Really?
Because I'm just like everybody else. At the end of the day, I don't want to come home and spend 2 hours in the kitchen. If I can have dinner on the table in 15 or 20 minutes, I'm pretty happy about that.
And of course, food manufacturers know that about us, how pathetic we are. And so they go out of their way to make these foods that they manufacture and put in the packages and put in the cans, something that we can just have on the table within moments, stick it in the microwave and bada bing, and we're eating. And therein lies the problem. It seems like the easier it is to produce, the faster you go, the more unhealthy it is. So you had to find a fine line between speed and nutrition. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah. So the ingredients that I use, when you look at processed foods in the store, and if you spend 5 minutes reading the labels,
yes,
you know that you're not eating healthy food because they are high in fat, and high in sugar, and way high in salt, and all those things that we don't want. So all I've done is look at foods that are basically one or two ingredients. So my corn is just corn.
Yeah.
Even like a can of refried beans, if I use them, is just beans and water and maybe some salt and maybe not.
Uh-huh.
You know, it doesn't have to be a complicated list of ingredients to make it taste good. And there are a few. You know, I buy corn tortillas from the store, but they're healthy. I buy refried beans from the store. If I get them fat-free, they're healthy. But other than that, I buy a lot of, like, whole grains and whole grain foods and unprocessed foods and fresh vegetables, or frozen vegetables are fine, too, and ingredients that are just what they're supposed to be and not a lot of additives and unwanted, unhealthy ingredients.
Now, I'm looking at a photograph here from your book. And by the way, the photography in this book is awesome. Every recipe has a picture connected to it. And of course, being the pathetic person I am, especially when I was single, I would look at the picture and say, I want that. Well, I'm looking at couscous with mint. Let's use that as an example. What is couscous with mint? How many ingredients in there, and how long does it take to make that?
Well, couscous, here's the nice thing, and this is one of the reasons I chose it. Couscous is actually a pasta,
uh-huh.
And you buy whole wheat couscous, so it's a pretty healthy pasta. And couscous takes about 5 minutes to cook.
Uh-huh.
You basically boil water, pour it over the couscous and let it sit for 5 minutes, and you fluff it up and it's done.
Uh-huh.
So that and four or five other ingredients, and you have that dish ready to go. It's that quick. So that's one of those dishes that just takes no time. You could literally, if you're anywhere adept at chopping or, you know, even faking it, have dinner in less than 20 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. We're talking with Chef Del Schroff. We're talking about his new book, The China Study Quick and Easy Cookbook. And what caught my eye was that quick and easy. If there are single guys out there, and I say guys because I'm sure that there are single women who have no idea what to do in the kitchen, well, this will also help you learn how to be healthy as well as get through that meal as quickly as possible. Because when you're hungry, the last thing you want to do is watch something bake for an hour and a half. The last thing you want to do is just work in that kitchen while your hunger is driving you batty. But if we're talking 5, 10, 15 minutes, I'm on board. The China Study Quick and Easy Cookbook. Chef Del, let's talk about your journey a little bit more here. When you started moving toward this whole food vegan diet as opposed to just the vegan diet, did things happen quickly to you? Did they happen overnight or within a week, or did you have to wait months and months for the benefits to start rolling in?
Some of the benefits happened pretty quickly, and you'll hear this from some of the researchers and scientists that are looking at this diet in terms of its health benefits.
Uh-huh.
I was never diabetic, or I never had high blood pressure. The only problem I had was the weight itself.
Mm-hmm.
But when you adopt this diet, the weight can come off pretty quickly. like I lost 200 pounds and it took a couple of years.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm 50 now. I'm not a guy in his 20s who can go out and run marathons and lose all the weight he wants. So it comes off a little slower than it might have when I was younger. Uh-huh. But it came off pretty steadily. The 200 pounds came off pretty steadily and pretty quickly. And then I, of course, do what a lot of people do and took a break and was eating probably a little more brownies than I should be eating and things like that. And so it slowed down.
Uh-huh.
But the diet itself, when you follow this diet, it really does work and it comes quickly. And for people who do have things like diabetes, we've heard of people who have basically gotten off their medication in 3 weeks by adopting this kind of a diet because mm-hmm. it happens that quickly. Dr. Esselstyn from the Cleveland Clinic has showed pictures of arteries that were closed and then reopened very quickly. I think some cases 10 days to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So some of the benefits are immediate. The energy is one of the things that happens very quickly because you get rid of all of these heavy foods that slow down your metabolism and start eating the fuel that the body is meant to eat, which are complex carbohydrates like potatoes and beans and corn. You start eating those foods, and it's amazing how quickly your metabolism starts to kick in. You feel great. The energy is just amazing. So other benefits like those, you know, my joints don't hurt like they used to. Of course, that comes with weight loss.
Sure.
As well, but also with eating a food that's not so inflammatory like sugar and fats and dairy and animal products. But the benefits, some of them happen immediately and some of them have come with time. I'm able to, like I work out with a trainer 4 days a week now, and we do things that I couldn't do 200 pounds ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And then those are nice things to see happening, that I'm a more active person than I was when I was in my 30s and 40s.
Mm. The China Study Quick and Easy Cookbook with our guest today, Chef Del Schroff. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, right there on the cover, you say that there are dishes in this cookbook that are cook once, eat all week. That's what I want to know about. Let's find out how we can do all the heavy work, do all the heavy lifting just once, and then enjoy that all week long. We'll find out what those recipes are on our return. So everybody stay right where you are.
As a medical professional, I've seen thousands of patients who have needed something more than modern medicine could offer. Over the past 20 years in cardiology, I've discovered another method of treatment. Hi, I'm Dr. James Markham, and I'd like to introduce you to Biblical Prescriptions for Life. This is a Bible-based program designed to help you and your loved ones improve your health one step at a time. This evidence-based information focuses on relationships that empower change. Simple steps based on scriptures are presented which will change your entire chemistry. This program focuses on changing the chemistry of the entire body rather than isolated chemical pathways. The program has the potential to eliminate the need for prescription medications and prevent chronic disease. Visit heartwiseministries.org to discover more about Biblical Prescriptions for Life. That's heartwiseministries.org.
I'd like to think that one day, when we get to heaven, we're going to see a list of people. People like Jared and Susan, who were introduced to Jesus because of something we said. Or maybe it was as simple as a passing smile. But these people will look into their past and be able to say, I'm here because of you. Recently, you may have heard that Heartwise Ministries has begun spreading the gospel to the young, the old, the sick, and the healthy. We want to take this type of medical programming to the non-believer and the person who has closed themselves off to traditional forms of outreach. If you believe as we do and want to support Heartwise so that together we can count more names on the Tree of Life, please consider donating today at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today is Chef Del Schroff. He is the author of the China Study Quick and Easy Cookbook. And it's the quick and easy we're talking about today. Chef Del, one of the subtitles you have on this book is Cook Once, Eat All Week, with whole food plant-based recipes. Give us a sampling here of what we can do once and enjoy many times during the week.
I created three menu plans to give people an idea of how to do this. Uh-huh. The idea being that if you take one of these menu plans, do all your shopping, and then spend 2 or 3 hours in the kitchen on a Sunday or whatever your favorite day is, uh-huh. you get a lot of the early prep done. And then throughout the week, you know, some of these dishes are ready to heat and eat in 5 minutes, and some of them just a few more minutes of work. But you're not spending an hour or two a day in the kitchen every day to eat. So we give you the menu plan. And what it does is, now, it depends on how you like to eat. People like to eat differently. If you're someone that doesn't mind leftovers, then you can do a smaller amount of work and then eat better. So when you make a pot of soup's going to last you 3 or 4 days or 4 or 5 meals. So we put together like things like your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's easy recipes for breakfast like smoothies. My stovetop granola takes less than 15 minutes. You can make one of my things I made on television today was actually a tostada. Hmm. So you take this herbed corn tomato salsa, and you use it to make tostadas. So it's corn tortillas, refried beans, this corn salsa, and then some avocado on top, and then you have a meal. And that one takes less than 15 minutes to make. But then you can take and make a double batch of the corn salsa and toss the other half of it with fresh-cooked whole-grain pasta and have a pasta salad. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got, you know, 2 meals for 4 people. You've got 4 meals for 2 people that, you know, you can take some for leftover for lunch or use wherever you like. And it's that kind of theme that I like to get people thinking about when they're cooking, because too often we think that we have to, like, cook something different every day or we have to eat the same way every day, even if we don't like leftovers, and that's not necessarily true. So a little bit of creativity and a little bit of time management, recipes that just don't take that long to come together, and a little bit of work ahead of time. And life gets easy throughout the week, especially towards the end of the week when you're tired from working all week. And yeah. You don't want to come home and cook. You've got food pretty much ready to go.
Now, every chef that I've talked to has a secret. They have a secret ingredient or a secret sauce or a secret piece of information that makes their food just stand out from everybody else. I'm going to ask you, Chef Dell, do you have a secret? Is there something that you discovered way back when that if you add it to food or if you prepare it in a certain way, just makes your food more awesome than everybody else's?
That's a rough one. I tell you an ingredient that I use in soups and other places that people are always turning their nose up is nutritional yeast.
Uh-huh.
And nutritional yeast sometimes gets a bad rap, but I think in the right kind of quantity, it really does add a subtle depth. And it does what a lot of chefs are always looking for, is the umami, which is that fifth element of flavor that chefs are always seeking out. And you find it in things like Parmesan cheese and miso and other places. But the nutritional yeast has a little bit of that too. And just a little bit can go a long way for adding flavor. But other than that, I really think the secret for me is that food itself can taste good, and you don't always have to go all out to create flavor with food. You know, fresh food, fresh vegetables, fresh ingredients taste good on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably the only other thing is that I'm not afraid of spices and herbs in my kitchen. So fresh herbs and good spices really, really go a long way for adding flavor. And I think that the healthy kitchen gets a lot of benefit from adding these foods to the cooking, because then we have a lot of variety without a lot of work. The spices do the flavor for us.
You know, you bring up an interesting point here about processed foods. If I think back on the days when I ate a lot of processed foods and then today when I don't eat a lot of processed foods, Beans taste different today than they did then. Corn tastes different. Everything tastes different when it's not processed, when it's raw, or when it's unprocessed. And I think the reason is that when you're eating processed food, you're not really tasting the food. You're tasting
No.
the oils and the salts and the sugars. Am I on the right track here?
You're not only that, but some of the other chemicals that they add to food to give it flavor. Monosodium glutamate gets added to a lot of foods, and then so you miss out the flavor of the food itself. But you're exactly right. The other thing that you're talking about is that for a lot of people, when they adopt this kind of a diet, and they start eating fresher foods, like more salads and more fresh fruits and things like that, your taste buds down-regulate, and you tend to like what you eat. Your taste buds get used to whatever it is you're eating, and that's what happens. So all of a sudden, one day you wake up and you eat a fresh ear of corn, and it's the best thing you've ever tasted, and it tastes sweet.
Yes.
And why does it taste sweet? Because you're no longer putting sugar on everything else in your life, so that sugar numbs your flavor towards something that's naturally sweet.
Mm. You're not lathering that corn with butter either. You're actually tasting the flavor.
You're tasting corn.
Well, that's
novel
what this
concept, right?
Why didn't we think of that? This is what this book is about, the China Study Quick and Easy Cookbook. This is about Chef Del getting out of the way, making it taste good, but letting the flavor of the food come through. So when you have corn, you're going to taste corn. When you have couscous, you're going to taste the grain. When you have all of these things, you're going to taste what Mother Nature put in there, not what man dumped in there, so that it would last forever on the shelf, and so that when you buy it in San Francisco and you buy it in New York, it would taste exactly the same way off the shelf. You're not tasting food, you're tasting what they did to food. But this cookbook and your mission in life, Chef Del, is to get people to taste food. Am I on the right track saying that?
Oh, yeah, and to eat real food.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
definitely.
Yes. Okay, where can people learn more about the China Study Quick and Easy Cookbook?
Well, you can go to my website, chefdelschroff.com. And then if you're in the Columbus, Ohio area, we certainly have regular cooking classes, and would love to have you stop by our place at the Wellness Forum in Worthington, Ohio, and say hi.
There's a website for the forum, right?
Yes, wellnessforum.com.
Okay, very good. That just makes it so easy. People can listen to this program and say, I want to know more. Well, we know how to make that happen. Well, now, in closing, we have a minute left on the program here, Chef Del. I want you to encourage my listeners to start something new in their kitchen. How would you encourage them to do that?
I think the first thing, I guess what I would say is what I learned a long time ago, is that you can have fun in the kitchen and enjoy it, and then the benefits of that fun that you spend in the kitchen is good food that's also healthy.
All right.
You can't beat that.
Absolutely cannot. Again, that website is Chef Del Schroff, and Sroufe, unusual name, unusual guy, chefdelschroff.com, wellnessforum.com as well, to get more information about the book, The China Study Quick and Easy Cookbook, with the subtitle, Cook Once, Eat All Week with Whole Food Plant-Based Recipes. Chef Del, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
And listener, www.heartwiseministries.org is our website. Check that out as well. You can hear this program. We're going to post it up there in the radio section so you can know more about Chef Del and what he has to offer right there on heartwiseministries.org. Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Del Schroff inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.